Welcome to the Violet Flame Reiki Master Teacher Certification. I'm so happy to have you here. Before we begin, I'd like to share a little bit about myself. My name is Timmy Horvath, and I'm a Reiki and Energy Healing Master Teacher. This has been my vocation for over 5 years now, and I'm also a practicing massage therapist and aromatherapist. And I'm certified to teach aromatherapy and to work with flower essences. And I'm the owner of the Sacred Wellness School of Healing Arts. As I mentioned, I've been a Reiki teacher since 2015, but I've spent my whole entire adult life really working in health and wellness. I started out as a licensed practical nurse, and then I became a yoga teacher shortly after and a fitness professional. And I've been teaching fitness and yoga for well over 10 years now. And I'm also a health coach, among other things. An introduction to Violet Flame Reiki. So what is Violet Flame Reiki? In short, Violet Flame Reiki is a form of healing energy that complements Yasui Reiki. So for the purposes of this course, I'm going to denote Yasui Reiki as such. But if I do just refer to Reiki without prefacing it with Violet Flame, then do know I am working or I'm referring to Yasui Reiki. Personally, my main energy healing practice is Reiki through Yasui Reiki, and of course Violet Flame Reiki, which is part of the energy healing that I channel. So Violet Flame Reiki enhances the healing experience for yourself and the people that you work with. And it also facilitates a connection with the divine feminine in a very unique way. So this system is not to be confused with Violet Ray Reiki, which is from Saint Germain. Violet Flame Reiki comes from the goddess Kuan Yin, and there are quite a few different spellings of Kuan Yin, and these are just a few of them. This is a very new system, and it was originally founded in August of 2000. So the Violet Flame Reiki system was originally created by a woman called Ivy Moore, who states that she received an attunement from Kuan Yin along with 40 sacred symbols. In your manual, she outlines a story about how she was meditating on Kuan Yin and doing a rosary, if you will, to Kuan Yin. So basically she was reciting Kuan Yin's mantra for a long period of time, during which she received this attunement from Kuan Yin. And she comes from a place of sharing with others. So this wasn't something that she felt was given to her because she was special and that she should keep it just for herself. It was a healing energy that she just happened to receive with the intention of sharing it with others. And so this is a theme that's going to play out pretty significantly throughout this course. Violet Flame Reiki attunements are done primarily via distance, although of course you can do them in person if you choose to. Once you're attuned to Violet Flame Reiki, it becomes part of the energy that you channel. So it will just naturally flow harmoniously with any energy that you're already attuned to. Okay, so if you already have Yasui Reiki or any other kind of Reiki, such as angelic Reiki, or maybe you know how to practice quantum touch or you're skilled in therapeutic touch, whatever the case may be, Violet Flame simply becomes part of your healing toolkit. There are four levels in this system, with the Violet Flame Master symbol being given at the fourth level. Attunements are done as an all-inclusive process, so all four levels are given to the student at once, which is what's going to happen here. So typically, students are asked to have their Yasui Reiki Master Teacher attunement before receiving the Violet Flame attunement. This is pretty common all across the board, and I'd like to take a moment to address the reason behind this. So the rationale for requiring a student to have their Reiki Master Teacher training before becoming attuned to the Violet Flame are purely practical, and they have nothing to do with being worthy of the energy or being able to handle the energy energetically, okay? So theoretically, you could receive this attunement at any given point, but because over the years, many people have share this energy with people of different levels, it's just they've come up with a way to make it easier for everyone. So due to the large number of symbols in the system, and there are 40, it was initially recommended that students have at least their Yasui Reiki level 2 attunement so they knew how to draw and activate symbols. And this makes sense, right? Because if you're not even familiar with the concept of symbols and how to use them, what are you going to do with 40? So you can take this any which way. I mean, I'm just presenting the facts here. I'm not saying that I necessarily agree either way. Because if you have your level 2, which of course you do, you know that it's pretty simple to activate symbols. You simply draw the symbol while you're reciting the name of it 3 times in your mind. So that was it. Those are the steps to using symbols. It's pretty self-explanatory. But it's also important that more than just having a theoretical understanding of the symbols, that you've actually used them and you appreciate how powerful they can be and how simple they can be to incorporate, not just into your everyday life, but into your rituals and your spiritual practice. Now, that being said, the interesting thing about Violet Flame Reiki is that in spite of the fact that there are so many symbols, they're not really typically used. You absolutely can use them, of course, but the purpose of having a Violet Flame Reiki attunement is simply to upgrade your own energy and to enhance the energy that you're practicing and that you're channeling. And that's it. You don't need to learn any other symbols unless you want to. So moving on, because all 4 levels were given at once, which means that the student would immediately be able to attune others and teach Violet Flame Reiki after receiving their attunement, it became generally accepted that having their Yasui Reiki Master Teacher certification would be in their best interest. And this makes sense, right? Because if you are going to have the ability to pass attunements, that's something that's going to really mean something to you if you actually already know how to do that. I will be honest with you, I once taught a course, it was an in-person course, and one person had her Reiki level 3, but wasn't taught, I don't think, she didn't have her Reiki master teacher level. She had all of the knowledge. The only thing that was really missing was how to actually pass attunements. So it really wasn't much for me to walk her through how to pass an attunement, Yasui Reiki style, and then to go through how it's done for the Violet Flame, okay? But all that to say, you know, if you are a Reiki master teacher, that implies a certain level of experience and competence. So being comfortable working with symbols and passing attunements will make this training much more valuable to you, because that's really the whole point, you know. You receive your attunement and then you can get started in having that experience. So you really know how the energy feels for you. You can start to really work with the energy and see why you were called to start channeling and connecting with the goddess Kuan Yin. So that in and of itself is very, very valuable. And so if you're not caught up in the details of, you know, what is a symbol? How do I use it? How do I pass an attunement? How would I even pass a Violet Flame attunement? If you already know how to do this stuff due to your being a Reiki master teacher, then this course will be a lot easier. So to that extent, I do agree with the prerequisites, but I do want to just let you know that it has nothing to do with the fact that you wouldn't be able to handle the energy or anything like that. So, I mean, it's up to you if you want to share this attunement with people who don't have their Reiki Master training. You know, maybe you just want to share it with friends and family to attune them to Violet Flame Reiki for the same reason that you would attune them to Yasui Reiki, you know, simply so that they can have that energetic upgrade and that they can share the energy for themselves, right? And that's totally fine. So this is for your information. And as a Reiki master teacher, I will trust you to make your own decision.